This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea has tested what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, it is a major arms achievement and a serious provocation.
Unlike other tests this year, this one does not appear to be short-range, though the actual maximum range isn't clear. And it may have been fired from a submarine, making it easier to hide and harder to intercept. The launch also came just hours after North Korea announced long-delayed working-level talks with the United States. Those talks are set for Saturday. Former U.S. diplomat Mintaro Oba says it is not unusual for the North to send mixed messages.
The North Koreans have a long history of juggling carrots and sticks. They combine these launches that raise tensions with what we'd call charm offensives, and that's exactly what we saw today.
But Oba says North Korea may be emboldened by President Donald Trump, who has said he has no problem with North Korea's past short-range launches.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul. Here in Washington, the big story is the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has scheduled a news conference in Capitol Hill. This after he said, for now at least, there will be no department compliance with House subpoenas. Here's AP correspondent Saagar Meghani.
While visiting Rome, Pompeo's accused three Democratic committee chairs on Twitter of trying to intimidate and bully the officials by asking them to appear for depositions in the next 2 weeks. He says that's not feasible and that he will use all means to stop them from being intimidated. The three chairmen say Pompeo is the one trying to intimidate witnesses into protecting himself and the president, and that trying to keep them from talking to Congress is illegal. The chairs write they expect Pompeo's full compliance. Saagar Meghani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Taiwan's armed forces are using a floating bridge in their rescue efforts following the collapse of a span over a bay in eastern Taiwan. The towering structure toppled into the water yesterday, sending a burning oil tanker truck onto the boats below. Six people, all foreigners, remain missing and are believed to be trapped in a fishing vessel. 10 victims are hospitalized, some with serious injuries. Parts of Australia are suffering from severe drought. The situation is so bad in some towns and villages, water will be trucked in. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Authorities are racing to get emergency water supplies ready for the town of Stanthorpe in the Australian state of Queensland, where reservoirs are expected to run dry within 2 months. The community, 220 kilometres from Brisbane, is one of the stops for two senior government ministers, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Water Minister David Littleproud, who are starting a 3-day tour of drought-affected regions in eastern Australia. Two emergency water tanks are being installed in Stanthorpe. They'll be supplied by 50 truckloads that will be transported 70 kilometres every day at a cost of more than $500,000.
That was Phil Mercer for VOA from Sydney. Back here in the United States, the Justice Department's Inspector General has issued a damning report on the Drug Enforcement Administration. It charges that the DEA took too long to focus on the country's opioid crisis and failed to produce a strategy to deal with it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our report.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just 5. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that President Trump wanted a trench filled with snakes and alligators along an electric-charged border wall topped with spikes. The newspaper says Mr. Trump also suggested that American soldiers shoot migrants in the legs if they tried to cross the Mexican frontier into the United States before he was talked out of it by his staff. Gene Randall, VOA News.